Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Vine Ridge.
Hi there, this is Dick Huddleston, and I'm happy to report that things are running pretty smooth over at the Jot 'em Down store for a change. Lum, luckily, got out of a possible charge of filing a fraudulent insurance claim for a broken leg when the company turned down his claim because his policy had lapsed. And right now, he and Abner are getting ready for their big anniversary sale. Abner is busy decorating the store as Grandpappy Spears happens to drop in.
Hello. Hello. Anybody here?
Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap. I was so busy decorating the store here, never heard you come in.
For the law me sakes, what are you going to have in here, a party?
No, no.
Rummage sale?
No, going to have our big anniversary sale. This is a Jot 'em Down store's 40th anniversary.
40th?
Yep.
Well, I'll be a pigeon-toed son of a spavin-legged monkey's knock-kneed, Uncle. Have you fellers been running this store 40 years?
Yeah. Opened her up in 1913. Oh, just a couple of young punks, Ann. I recollect how worried we was, wondering if we'd ever make any money out of the store.
Do you think you ever will?
Oh, I don't know. We keep hoping.
Well, you can't expect to make a success of something overnight, Abner.
No.
Takes time to build a business up.
Yeah.
Mustn't get impatient.
No.
40 years, huh?
Yeah. Sure don't seem like it, does it?
No, sure it don't. Of course, I will say that some of your stock in here looks that old, or older.
Oh, it does not.
Look at the dust on them canned goods there.
Yeah, well, we'll clean them up. Lum gets back here while we can get some of this junk done around here.
Where's old Lum at, anyhow?
Oh, no telling. He's been gone practical the whole day. I've had to do everything around here myself. Put up every one of them colored streamers all by myself.
Well, you done a good job, Abner.
Well, thank you. But I'm getting sick and tired of having him boss me around that way, Grandpap. Abner, do this.
Why don't you revolt?
Huh?
Get up on your hind legs and refuse to do it. Revolt, that's the thing to do.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't the revolting type.
I think you are, Abner. You can be as revolting as anybody in this town if you just put your head to it.
Well, thank you, Grandpap. I think you're revolting. Well, thank you, but I still think if Lum would just...
Wait a minute, Abner. Now's your chance. Here he comes back right now.
Huh?
Lum's coming up out there. Now stand right up to him. Don't take nothing off of him.
Well, I don't know. I might try it.
Granny's Abner, wait till you hear some of the ideas for our anniversary sale of it. Oh, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lum. I think Abner has something to say to you, Lum.
Oh, what is it, Abner?
Well, I just want to say that from now on,
Oh, my goodness, look at this store. It's beautiful, Abner.
Huh?
Why, you've done a wonderful job. I'm proud of you, Abner.
Well.
Yes, sir, you've just outdone yourself. Did you do this decorating by yourself, or did somebody help you?
No, I done it all by myself.
Well, that's wrong. Must have taken you hours.
Oh, no. Didn't hardly take me no time at all.
Just taking you all day, that's all.
No, it never.
Well, I'll say one thing, Grandpap. I'm sure proud to have a man like Abner for a partner all these 40 years. When you tell him to do a job, you can always depend on him to get it done. And do a good job on it, too.
Oh, I don't do nothing.
Yes,
hardly.
You do, and never a complaining word about it, neither. That's the greatest part of it right there. Abner, old partner, I'm proud of you. Yes, sir. Now then, what was it you wanted to say to me?
Huh?
Grandpap said you wanted to tell me something.
I can't even recollect what it was now. Nothing important. Tell me what them ideas are that you studied up for the anniversary sale of.
Oh, well, for one thing, wait till you see the handbills I'm having printed up. Will Spencer is using some kind of ink or paint or something that glows in the dark.
Glows in the dark?
Yes, sir. Now, what do you think of that?
What are we going to do, put this sale on at night?
No, but folks can see the handbills tacked around on telephone poles and all such as that after dark.
Who who's going to be out after dark? Everybody's in bed by then.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Well, there might be somebody up some night. You never can tell. Still a good idea, though, I think.
Yeah, well, what are the other ideas? Are they as good as that handbill idea?
Oh, better even.
Hair, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what you ought to do. Instead of studying up them half-baked ideas, you ought to get the dust off of them canned goods so somebody can see what it is you've got on sale. Yeah, you're right, Grandpa. Them's all got to be taken care of, cleaned up good. Abner, get on that quick as you can, will you?
How?
Now, listen to this idea I studied up. Well, actually, Mort Hansen thought it up first, but I seen right away it was a good one. You know that anniversary picture that Mort taken of us yesterday?
Which one? He took a whole batch of them.
Well, the main one of us standing here in the store, holding that banner saying, "Congratulations, Lum and Abner," and all that junk.
Oh, yeah, where we smiling and trying to look prosperous.
Yeah, well, Mort has took that picture and blowed it up to where it's...
Blowed it up?
Yeah.
Was it that bad?
No, Abner, I don't
mean
it.
Chances are that silly grin you had on your face just made it blow up by itself.
More than likely the Kodak blowed up while he was taking the picture.
Well, I just hope he don't charge us for all that.
Well, Abner, if you'll just let
And
me
I
explain.
Think I had to wear my necktie down here just for that picture.
Abner, the picture's going to be all right. It come out good. I seen it.
Thought you said he blowed it up.
He did, but that just means making it bigger.
Making what bigger? The explosion?
No, the picture. That's an expression photographers use. Means taking a little picture and making a big one out of it.
Well, why don't he say that, then?
Personal, I never thought that Mort Hansen was any too smart. He's got a spoke or two missing. He's lost some of his marbles.
He likes about 4 bricks of having a full load, all right. Ain't no doubts about it.
Anyway, what he done was blow this up to where it's might nigh life size. Biggest thing you ever seen. That scared me to death when I walked in his place and seen it.
Well, for the land's sake, I'd love to see that.
Oh, you will. Cedric went to get the Macmillan boy's truck to tote it over here. He ought to be here by now.
Dogan, I wish he would hurry up.
Now, what we'll do is hang it right up on that wall right yonder.
Right there, huh?
Yeah, right where everybody can see it. Oh, it'll make their eyes bug out something wonderful.
Yeah, it won't look like we're just hanging up there, will it?
Oh, no, you can tell it's just a picture. Not actual us. I touched it to see.
Yeah, well, that's good, because if it looked like we was hanging up around, feared folks would stop trading with us.
Hey, I believe there's your pigeon-toed picture out there right now. Ain't that the Macmillan boy's truck stopping out front there?
Huh? I know, yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's Cedric getting out. Come on, we better get out there and help him.
Yeah, it ain't heavy, but it's kind of bulky and hard to handle. Don't want him to ruin it.
No. Easy there at that now, Cedric. Wait a minute, we'll help you.
Well, I got it all right, Mr. Abner. I can handle it.
Yeah, well, don't tear it or nothing.
Hurry up. I'm holding the door open for you.
Easy now, Cedric. Easy. That's it. Yeah, now you're in.
Where do you want me to put it, Mr. Lum?
Oh, just set it down anywhere, is there? Or no. As long as we got you fellas here, we might just as well put it up right now. Abner, get a hammer and some nails. Or them long carpet tacks ought to do.
Yeah, all right. Hey, let me see the thing first, though. Ah, doggies, look at me there. I could swear that was me standing there grinning at me.
Well, it is you. Hurry up with the hammer and nails.
Yeah, all right.
Where are you going to put it, Mr. Lum?
Right up there on that wall, right above them shelves of canned goods. Cedric, you and Grandpap get up on the counter and you better not get up there, Grandpap.
I weren't aiming to, I'll tell you that. You might can boss others around here, but not Milford Avery Spears.
Well, now, what bring that on?
Oh, nothing. Get your pigeon-toed pitcher up there.
Yeah, here you are, Lum. Is these nails all right?
Yeah, that's fine. You keep the hammer, and while me and Cedric hold the pitcher up, you pound the nails in.
Yeah, all right.
Give him a boost up there, Abby.
Yeah. Let me get your foot up. You go. There you are.
Now then, Cedric, let's just lift the pitcher up here. Get as high as you can.
Yes, Mom.
That's it. How does that look, Abner? Is it straight?
I believe it's a little crooked on your side there.
Yeah, it looks to me like it's crooked on both sides.
A little higher, Lum. Now, a little higher on your side, Cedric. Now, higher on yours, Lum. Up a little more on yours, Cedric.
Well, wait a minute. We can't go no higher. Hurry up and start nailing before my arms give out.
Yeah, all right. Now, just hold it right there, fellas.
Thrush and mush.
Oh, you're just judges because you ain't got a blowed-up picture of yourself, Grandpap.
Oh, watch where you're pounding, you idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. Now
you got my britches leg nailed to the wall.
Well, we'll get it out.
Well, after this, watch it.
Here, now, there she comes loose. I can't reach the top of the pitcher, Lum.
No, I know you can't. I think this'll hold it, though, till you can get the stepladder. Much obliged for helping, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
I'll take the truck back, Cedric, because I want to stop in at the printing shop and see how them handbills are coming along. Abner, get the ladder and finish nailing up the pitcher, and then you better give this place a good sweeping out. Oh, yeah, and be sure you wash off all the canned goods. And I'll see you in the morning. So long.
Yeah, all right. So long.
Yeah, all right, all right, all right. Is that all you're going to say, Abner?
Huh?
I wouldn't let him get away with that. Piling all that work on you. Get the ladder, sweep out, wash off the canned goods. Must think you got six arms.
Yeah, Dad, blame him anyway. Him and his big eyes. He don't do nothing himself.
Why don't you walk out on him? It's quitting time anyway.
Yeah, well, of course, the sale starts tomorrow, though. Somebody's got to do the work.
Well, hire that gun. Use the company's money.
All right, Doggy, that's a good idea.
Declare yourself.
Yes, sir. Cedric, would you like to make some money?
Oh, yes, Mom.
Well, you got yourself a job, then. Finish nailing up the pitcher and sweep out good, and then wash off the labels on all that canned good.
Yes, Mom.
Come on, Grandpap, let's go. I'll see you in the morning, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Well, let's see now. Nail the pitcher and sweep out and wash the labels off the... Huh? For goodness sakes, if we wash the labels off, they won't know what's in the cans. But that's what he said, so that's what they're going to get.